We're at the Mishnah at the top of Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Beit. Mishnah. Machitzin and a katan bein lefnei hamila bein le'achar mila. You're allowed to wash the baby on Shabbos before the mila and after the mila. The ring down before the mila is to strengthen the baby. It strengthens having the warm water. And after the mila is for sakana. Today, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that we don't do this. Okay, the Ramah says there are places that do, but the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't. The Mishnah Berurah writes because it's Mishtana v'teva. The teva of a person changed. We don't have the same needs as they had in the past, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch does not bring down the halakha and says that today we don't do it. So whether or not we wash on Shabbos or not, I guess l'char is still an issue. But the Mishnah brought down the teva pasha, that you wash the baby before the mila and after the mila. Mizalfin alav biyad avalo bekli. You sprinkle the water on him with your hand, or you put it on with your hand, avalo bekli. And then once we explain, we started off the Mishnah saying marchitzin, and now we're dealing with it not washing, we're dealing with mizalfin, which is a little bit different. It's more of a shinoi. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, he says, marchitzin et akatan biyom ha-shlishi. The third day of the mila, bring down is the most difficult time after the mila, 3 days after. Shechal yom b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, the third day, that's when you wash. Shneimar, and they bring a raya for this, not a raya, but a remez. V'hi b'yom ha-shlishi, on the third day, v'yotim ko'evim, when they were in their greatest pain, that's when Shimon Levi came to the city of Shechem and conquered Shechem. So we see on the third day, it's at its worst. So we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah, the first day we wash at Sukkana, and now we see a pasuk for the third day. What about the second day? What do you do with the second day? Is the second day, do we say the third day is in such a bad condition, and the first day Kol Shekhin the second day? Well, no, the first day is because that's the day you did the Etzem Mila, the Etzem circumcision. The third day is at the height of the pain, and therefore you have to, on the second day, you can do it. L'mais, it's a machlok if we show them. Rashi, Devan, the Meiri, others, they all say that it's Kol Shekhin the second day. How do you learn the pasuk? And on the third day, that's when they came onto them. The first day is the most sakana. The second day is also sakana. The third day, it's less sakana, but after two full days of being in a weakened state, the third day they're in a weakened state. So even though it's not as much sakana, the second day is even more sakana than the third day. The third day they were at their greatest pain. While the Rambam and the Rif, it's mashma. No, they say the first day and the third day. Second day, no. The first day because of the operation. The third day because the progressive days went on. The third day is now its most severe, and therefore it's the third day. Suffolk, someone who's a Suffolk, Rashi says if he's a Suffolk chet chadoshim, if he was Suffolk, he was born in the 8th month and the 9th month. In the time of Chazal, David that was born in the 8th month was considered a chazaka that he's not going to live. And therefore, it's like baby has a din of muksa. So it's a Suffolk 8th or 9th month. Others bring down that the Suffolk over here is when he was born. Right? The Miriam mentions it's a Suffolk born Bein Shemashos. Right? A baby born Bein Shemashos Friday or Motzi Shabbos. He has a din of a Suffolk. What do you do with him? The Adriganos. Adriganos is a baby that has both the male and the female organs. We don't bring down a tumtum over here for obvious reasons, right? There's no reason to have a tumtum because we're dealing with a brismili. He doesn't even have one. But Adriganos, it has both. We don't know if he's a male or female. Ain't mechalim alav at a Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mechal on him Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, mat to be Adriganos. He says with an Adriganos, we do. And with a Suffolk on him, we don't. And that will be basically the tomorrow we'll see on Sunday. Rashi. Mizalfin alav et achami. You do with the chami. Biyad avalo bekli. A little bit more parach et ha. Amar Gresha, marchitzin. First we said the lashon marchitzin. Demash mekidarko, that you wash normally. Vahadatani afil zalif alav bekli asr. And then we say even to just sprinkle on him with the kli is asr. So the more we'll take care of this parent steering the lashonos. Safik. Kagon safik ben chet chadoshim. If he's 8 months old, the suffix ben tet, the huke evan b'alma. He has a dinis evan b'alma since it's a chazaka that a baby that's born early in the 8th month. He has to do with his lungs; it's not developed properly. There's a chazaka that he doesn't live. Therefore, he has a dinner like a stone bialma. Okay? The ain milato doche Shabbos. Since he has a din of an Evan bialma, he doesn't have a chazaka that he's going to live, the meal is not going to be doche the Shabbos. But over here, he's a suffolk. Even in case of a suffolk, we think, oh, he's a suffolk bentet. Let him at least be called maybe a bentet. No, we're not going to be doche the Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda mate b'andrigonos. That's going to be explained in the Gemara. Hi, Amart Reisha Marchitzin. In the beginning, we said Marchitzin, which is bathing, regular bathing, no problems with it. And then we say Mizalfin, which with not even with a clean with your hand, which means just like sprinkling a little dabbling of water over here. Hi, Amart Reisha Marchitzin. How do we explain the Mishnah, the first part of the Tanakhama, the Mishnah? Rav Yehuda, Rav Bar Avua, they're going to give one sheet, and we're going to see there's going to be a machloket on how to understand the difference between machitin and muzaltin. Darmi Tarveo, they both said ketzat. The mission is ketzat tani. We start with machitin, and when it says muzaltin, it's a ketzat. How is it that you bathe? It's bathing by using your hand a little bit with a little smattering of water over here. Ketzat tani. How do you understand? How do we read it now? You could bathe before or after. How do you do it? It's by doing mizalfin, not a specific bathing. There's a little question over here on when is the water heated up, and that the Gemara is going to take care of later, so we'll put that on the side. This is water that's heated up Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos itself. Omer Rava. You say that the Pshat in the Mishnah starts with Marchitzin and Mizalfim comes to explain what kind of Marchitzin we're talking about. Vaha Marchitzin Ketani. But it says Marchitzin, it says bathing in the Mishnah. Why do we have to put the word Marchitzin? The Pshat's a little funny over here. Marchitzin, the Katan, you could bathe the Khan, and how do you do it for Mizalfim? By sprinkling with the hand. What did you have to, the word says Marchitzin. Doesn't make sense over here that the Mishnah should immediately change gears, and it's a concept of Ketzat. How is it that you're Marchitzin? Lamaisa, the Mishnah says Marchitzin. Ella, therefore, Rav is going to go retract from their Pshat and give a different Pshat. That starts off with Marchitzin and says Mazaltim, meaning you have to read the Mishnah. It's talking about two different times. Ella me Rav Hachi Ketani. This is how you have to read the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about the first day, the day of the Brit. No problem. Wash it however you need. Beforehand, because it's healthy. Afterwards, because it's a sakana. Kedarko, you wash them on the first day normally. And now on the third day, Tanakhama says, first day is sakana, third day is not sakana. You have to just sprinkle it on him. And now on that, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he says, Marchitzin Akatan Biyoma Shlishi. He's coming to be cholik on the Tanakhama, which just says on the third day, you're mizalfim, you're sprinkling. He says, no, you actually wash him kidarko, shechalio for Shabbos. Shinei Mars, the Pasuk says, Biyoma Biyoma Shlishi, Biyot Koevim. On the third day, when he was at the most Koev, is when you can do it. And not only that, Tani Kavadati Devavo. We have a Brisa that collaborates exactly what Rava just said. Marchitzin Akatan Ben Lutnei Mila Ben Liachamila Biyoma Rishon Kidarko. Tanakama holds you wash the first day normally. Ubioma Shlishi Shechalio Bishavis Mizaltin Alav Fiat Avalobakli. It doesn't say Avalobakli. With your hand. So you see clearly that's Shita's Tanakama from this Brisa. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer Marchitzin et Akatan Biyom HaShlishi Shachalio B'Shavas V'Alfa P'Shein Raya L'Davar. And even though there's no Raya, there's no proof to the matter that the third day is much more difficult, is more Sakana. Zeichel L'Davar, we have a remnant to the Davar, a mentioning to the Davar. Shinoa V'Hi Biyom HaShlishi Biyot Ko'evim. That's on the third day when they were in the Ko'evim. There's another raya in the Torah from Avraham Avinu, right? He was sitting in the heat of the day. So over there, it's not an explicit pasuk. It's Rashi that says, Biyom HaShlishi. It could be the Rashi is getting it from over here, right? But it's not an explicit pasuk over there with Avraham Avinu. Ukashein, V'yapa pi she'ein v'ay l'davar zeka l'davar, right? Ukashein, mizalfin. Ukashim mizalfim, and when you do the mizalfim, a mizalfim lo bekos, lo bekar, lo bekli, ela biyad. That's the Mishnah. When you do it, you don't do it with the kos, you do it with your hand. It has to be mamish, not kidarko. You do it with the shinoi. Now the Gemara goes and says that this pasuk that was brought down, that the normal way we're reading it, it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Azari that brings down the pasuk, and not the Tanakama. Because Tanakama holds you wash on the first day and the third day, you can't do it kidarko. It's not the same sakana, and therefore you just mizalf and you sprinkle with your hand. And it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah that holds the third day is you have to wash. Why? Because it's a pasuk. No, the Gemara says Atan l'Tanakama. We're learning this. This pasuk is actually the Tanakama speaking. Why is it that on the third day I hold it's not at its worst? Even though there's no raya to it, there's no raya that the third day is not as much as a sakana, there's a zecher to it. Why? Because the pasuk over there is talking about a gadol. Mishum de gadol lo salik bisverhaya. A gadol, a grown person, they're not so quick to be healed. Therefore, even on the third day, it was still at great pain over here. About cotton, salik be bisverhaya. A cotton, they healed very much quicker. So the pasuk over there that says in the third day, dafka with the people of Shechem, grown people, on the third day, it was at its most difficulty. But a cotton, no. And therefore I hold that an eight-day-old baby that had his bris, on the third day, if it falls on Shabbos, you can't wash him, kitarko. Let's see Rashi's on all this. I am Mart Reisha Marchitzin, Tefila kitarko. The Reisha says you could wash a filo kidarko. So we say that the first way to understand it is ketzat kitani. This was Rav Yehuda and Rav Bar Avua. They said that the way to learn the Mishnah, it starts off with machitzin and then it says mizalfim is a ketzat. How is it? Machitzin de reisha lav kidarko hu. The tana sefer lefrushe. The machitzin in the beginning is not kidarko, meaning the whole time you're just sprinkling and not washing. That when we said machitzin in the sefer, it's lefrushe. It's to explain the reisha. Keta marchitzin, how is it that you wash? Even on the first day, the first shita is first day of the bris, you don't even wash kidarko, you just sprinkle the water on. That's the grass of our Gemara. We don't mention aval lo b'kli. Not sure exactly what the nafkamina would be. But you mizalfin biyad, and the brisa did not bring the kli, even though the Mishnah did. Atama tanakama, hak sefer, the sefer where we brought down the pasuk with what Shimon and Levi did with the city of Shechem, is on the tanakama. It's tanakama amar. The ilu Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah, afilu har chatzik adarko shari. No, he holds it all straight through. You could wash regularly. Why? Why does he hold that the pasuk of Shechem doesn't hold for an eight-day-old baby? Mishum de gadol lo salik bisra haya. Hayenu taimer de mais of Shechem lav raya gemorhi. It's not a good raya, the mais of Shechem. Mishum de gadol. It's a gadol, someone older. Ein makav besorah ma'ale rucha meher. When someone gets older, it takes much longer for them to heal. Aval katan, mitrapa midi, sakana meher. The midi, the sakana, as much as Merape, it gets healed much quicker. So there's no vaya just because in Shechem on the third day, and also with Avram Avinu, even if that was a vaya, the third day, these were older people over here. But he yelled. We know how our kids are when they get their cuts and bruises or they break things. They heal much quicker. An older person takes much longer time. So just because there's 3 days with the Anshe Shechem, there's no vaya that you need 3 days for a cotton to get to healed. And maybe not on the third day. It's at its most pain.
Nobody said here in the Anshe Shechem that there was any issue of 3 days altogether. The whole issue is the whole issue is for sakana. There's a sakana after the procedure with a cut in your body. Now, the whole issue is for sakana on the first day, second day, third day. If the whole issue is for sakana is a problem of 3 days, it's a problem of 3 days. That the third day is ko'ev more, and that's why in Shechem they came and took advantage of that they were ko'avim. Fine. The 8-day-old baby, nobody cares if it's ko'ev or not ko'ev. Mm-hmm. The question of washing him with hot water is not to take away his kaev, but take away the sakana.
Uh-huh.
He's a cholish, he's supposed to sakana.
Excellent.
So you want to wash it, you want to take away the sakana. The kaev is not the issue here, Bichlal.
So that was one of the issues that the Ravan brought down. That the Ravan brought down that the second day, kol shechen, should be worse. It's because the first day is the most sakana, and the sakana is going down, but the weakness is going up. Meaning the first day is the most sakana, the second day is the second most sakana, the third day is not much sakana, but the weakness from after 2 days of being sakana, they're at their weakest point over here, that they were able to, the ka'ev was at its greatest. So that's the way the Ravan learned, and therefore the nafkamino and what you're saying is the second day, right? What's dinner the second day? Lamaisa, the Rif and the Rambam hold that it's mash from them that the second day you're not allowed to wash. Meaning the first day was sakana, and the third day has its problem, meaning the second day wasn't so bad. That they're learning that actually the third day was a sakana. So it's a machloket rishonim on the point that you're making. In the Gemara, hahu, a case, there was this person, the atle kamei de Rava. He went before Rava. Now we had a machloket on how to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah, according to Rabbi Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Bar Avua, was that the marchitzin in the reisha was lav dafka. Really, the whole thing is coming to the malzifim. The sprinkling is coming to explain the marchitzin. And Rav himself did not hold like them, and he held that the marchitzin was dafka, and that you wash on the first day, and it's only on the third day are you sprinkling. So someone came before Rav, or like Ishmaite, and he passed him exactly like he held, not like Rav Yehuda, and Rav Bar Avua, the nafkamina between them in Tana Kama, is on whether or not you bathe Kedarko on the first day. And Rav said, I hold my pshat, the Mishnah is Iker, and therefore he instructed them exactly how he learns. Meaning, wash the baby, no problem. He can water up Lachor and Shabbos and wash the baby. Iklash, he got sick. Iklash Rav, he got sick, and he thought the reason why he got sick is a punishment because he's cholik on these two Zakenim. This machloket that I got myself with the sabi that I passed in against him, lamali. What do I have to get myself into this? Maybe the whole reason why I'm being punished over here is because I'm giving wrong pshat over here. And Hashem's punishing me. Amalei Rabbanin. But Rabbanin said to him, Lavavah, they said to him, wait a second. Vetanya kavadate. But there's a brisa that backs you up. Remember, we brought pshat in Rava, and we immediately said that there's a brisa that learns exactly like Rava. So what are you so worried about that you were calling on two other Amoras? It seems clear over here that the psak is like you. We have a Tanya Kavadat tomorrow. Omelahu matnitin kivadat hayu. Ein achinami that I have a brisa like me, but the Etzem Mishnah is more like them, Daika. It's much more meduyak. Like the first sheet, even though I have a Mephorish writer for me, but it's the Mashma from the Mishnah. Mimai, how do we see from the Mishnah, like the first two sheets, that the Marchitzin, the bathing on the first day is Lav Dafka, and the word Mizalfim, the sprinkling of the water, is coming to explain the Marchitzin. Midika Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. We can be Midayik from the way that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was speaking to the Tanakhama. He said, Ome Marchitzin Edekatan Bioma Shlishi, Shekali Obishabas. He just said straight out, you wash the baby on the third day. Iyamar, now if you tell me, Bishlamatana Kam, Mizalfim Kamar, if according to the Tanakhama, you read the whole Mishnah, the first day, the third day, is just Mizalfim, I could understand. Hayne de Kamar Le Rebbe Eliezer Ben Azariah Marchitzin. They said you Mizalfim, the first day and the third day. And Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you bathe him. And it's a statement over here. Ela'iya Mark Tanakama, like I was saying, that the Tanakama says the first day you wash and only on the third day you sprinkle. If Ima Mark Tanakama Markitzin Bioma Rishon Dekamar, Umizalfim Bioma Shlishin, only on the third day you Mizalfim, Haivev Eliezer Ben Azariah Omer Markitzin, he says wash it. No, he should say Af Markitzin. You Tanakama that said the first day you wash and the third day the Yimizalfim, I'm telling you on the third day you should also washed like the first day. From the fact that the Mishnah didn't have the word af, mi boy late should have read, it's clear, it's more clear like the first way we learned it. Let's see the Mishnah inside. It says Marchitzin. According to the Ravavot, the Marchitzin is Dafka. And the Mizalfim is only on the third day. And Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says Marchitzin Edekan. If the Tanakam is saying the first day you wash and only on the third day you Mizalfim, And Rebbe Elazar ben Azari is coming to say on the third day, I hold you wash. He should say, no, on the third day you should also wash like the first day, if he's talking to Tana Kama. Since he didn't use the word af and he just said marchitzin, it's more mashma that the Tana Kama is saying on both all the time. There's no washing, there's only sprinkling. And Rebbe Elazar ben Azari says, you wash. So Rava thought that maybe the mission is more medayik like Tana Kama. We're going to see the halakha is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, so it's not going to make a difference for us in the halakha. Rashi. Uri Leiki Shemaite. Hati Allah achitze kidarko biyom vishon shakali o bishabas. He matted him the bathing, just like kidarko biyom shabas. It lush, he got sick. Nase chole became a chole by a doig shema al kach nanesh. He thought it's for this reason, meaning he probably made a cheshbon and nefesh, where could he possibly gone wrong? And he decided that this is maybe where he got punished, that he was not, I guess it was bothering him, as he understood the diuk in the Mishnah. Oma bahadi targim basabi, lamali, mahayali lachole keneged zakenim alo. What was to me to come and be and argue on these zakenim? Rav Yehuda and Rav Avuah, Shapir Shishiyasul Architz. It's the way I understood the Mishnah, even on the first day, it's also to bathe, Kidarko. Everything is Mizalfin. Iyamar Bishlamatanakam Mizalfin, Biyom Rishon Kamar, Velo Ari Berchatzeklal, on the first day, if according to them, that it's Mizalfin, and you don't wash at all. Ela Bizilu, Fayani de Amar, Rav Elazar ben Azari, Upoli. That's where Rebbe Elazar came in and argued. V'yomer marchitzin. You guys say mizalfin. I say marchitzin. Ela'iyah marked. Tanakama nami marchitzin. Like I said, the Tanakama says on the first day, Amar. B'shnei yomim. Oh, what do you see from Rashi? The shnei yomim. The first 2 days. Here's Rashi's raya that the first 2 days is you wash. Remember, there's a machlokah v'shonim on the second day you wash. Here it's clear from Rashi. It sees that the Tanakama nami marchitzin. Amar Bishnei Hayomim, the 2 first days is not they're lumped together. For the Pali Rebbe Eliezer, Ela Biyom Shlishi, only on the third day. That maybe the third day isn't that sakana. It's just an issue of pain in the Tana Kama. And comes Rebbe Eliezer Ben Azari says no, even the third day is sakana. The Kamar Tana Kama Mizalfim Af Marchitzim Biyom Shlishi Mepoile. Okay. So we have. Machloket again in the Mishnah between the Tana Kama on the third day. Do you wash or do you just mizalef? Giata Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omer Rabbi Elazar, he said, Omer Rabbi Elazar, in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Stama, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Fadat. He came from Eretz Israel. And he says, Halakha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He said straight out, the halakha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Marchitzin. And you bathe him. Sorry, it's like him. Havu bar b'merava. In Eretz Israel, they looked into the matter. They were havu bar. They were mitboning. They looked into it. Hachatze kol gufo. Now they were passing on Rebbe Elazar ben Azari that you could bathe him. Are we bathing the whole body? That is, he's in sakana and therefore wash all of him. Or hachatze mila. Or only the makom mila. Because that's the problem area, and that's what you should be. Omalu ahu merabbanan, Rabbi Yaakov Shemei. One of the rabbanim said is Rabbi Yaakov. Mistaber chatzer kol gufo. It's mistaber that if Rabbi Elazar ben Azari says you wash him and makes the point that you're going to wash him, it's going on the whole body. To eat side the daikta chatzer mila. If it's only the makom mila where you had the wound over there, mikorah mechami malgabi maker. Is it any worse, Amila, than the halakha of warm water on top of a wound? The only Rav that we're going to see in a minute is going to be Machloket Rav Shmuel. The Rav said, Ein monim chama v'shemen mi'al gavi amaka v'shavas. We see clearly that you're allowed to put warm water or warm or oil on a wound on Shabbos. Should the Mila be any different? Since we have in all cases of someone who has a wound that you could put warm water on, so when it comes to the Mila, when we says you could wash the Mila, there's no chiddush to say to put warm water on. No chiddush to Mila. Must then be to the whole body. Matki v'lo Rav Yosef, v'lo shani l'cha ben chami shehukmu b'shabbos, l'chami shehukmu b'ere shabbos. Isn't there a difference? I'll tell you a difference. The hot water that you're using, is it hot water from Erev Shabbos? when you have a wound and they said you could put hot water on it, didn't we learn that who says you can heat up water on Shabbos for something like that? So a wound. But a baby, you could actually heat it up on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos itself. Mati Vlabdimi, Omen Mai, Tahaka Bakami Shukum Bishabis Pligi. Who says that you're arguing on hot water that you heated up on Shabbos? Tim Bakami Shukum Bier Shabbos Pligi. Maybe the whole case, even with the Tinuk, it's hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Omer Abaya, Ana Boy Le Ishne. I wanted to answer this up. Maybe it's hot water that was only heated up on Erev Shabbos. I wanted to answer it. V'kada v'shani le Rev Yosef. But Rev Yosef got there before me, and he answered. M'pnei sh'sakana hu lo. Since it's a sakana hu, there's sakana nefashos over here, and you, what? And you doche the Shabbos because of sakana. And therefore it's hot water that is heated up on Shabbos. There's a difference between a mila and a regular wound. A regular wound, you could use warm water in Achinami, but that's warm water that was heated up Erev Shabbos. When it comes to the Mila, it's warm water that was heated up on Shabbos, and the difference is this is a Sakana over here. Rashi. Havuba. Daikiba. They were looking into it, to be Medaik in it. If you want to say you can only wash the Makam Hamila, is it any worse than putting hot water on any wound? Tishari, that's permitted. And yet Tanakama is going to usher it over here. Why should it be any worse than that case? If you're holding of heating up water on Shabbos, on Shlishi, the machloka between the Tanakama and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is whether or not this is Sakana or not. Tanakama doesn't even hold this as Sakana. It's only Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah that holds it Sakana. I wanted to answer the etkafta, this question over here, so Kiddushani le Rav Yosef, exactly the way Rav Yosef was, Mifnei Sakana, he loved it. Rav Yosef, the Kadam Rav Yosef, the Vishani le, he was the one who answered it. Devadei matnitin chami shukmo b'Shabbos nami shari. Even to heat up the water on Shabbos is mutter. The Yomim Harishon, and we see Rashi emphasizes on the first days, meaning the first day and the second day. It's clear that Rashi holds that the first 2 days is Sakana, not like the Rambam and the Rif, which holds the second day is not the Sakana. Well, the Rebbe Eliezer, Af Shlishi, and the Chiddush of Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah, is that even on the third day, it's called Sakana. If you don't give him the hot water when he needs it, again, today, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that there's a mission of roots, there's a Mishtana HaTeva. There was a change in the Teva of the person. We don't need this bathing, even though the Ramah brings down that there are places that are Noagim. But it's not that same need that they had in the other days. Okay. Right in the Gemara. Itmar Nami. It's also been stated. Kiyata Ravin. When Ravin came up, Omer Rebbe Avuah, Omer Rebbe Elazar, like we said before. V'yamei La Omer Rebbe Avuah, Omer Rebbe Yochanan. Or maybe in the name of Rebbe Elazar ben Padatz Rebbe, which is Rebbe Yochanan. Halacha K'Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Even the third day, you could bathe him. Bein B'chamim Shehuchmo B'Shabbos. Whether or not you have to heat up the water on Shabbos. Bein B'chamim Shehuchmo Mi'erev Shabbos. Bein harchatzit kol gufo, whether you have to watch the whole body. Bein harchatzit mila, whether it's mila, again, mipnei shesakane he lo. It's a sakana for the baby. We pasken that the third day is also a sakana. Once it's sakana, you warm up the water, even on Shabbos, it's not even a question. And you're docha the Shabbos because of the kuach nefesh. Gufa. Let's go back to a halacha we mentioned earlier. Omirav. Rav said, "Ein monim chamim v'shemim yagabi and makah b'Shabbos. We don't restrain from putting hot water or oil. These were things that helped the person out on Shabbos on his wound, right? Just real quickly, Rashi. Kaisai tadakta. You might think zera mishum skikat simanim kishmul. I should really see the whole case first. Go back into the Gemara. Sorry. Gufa. Let's go back to the text we said before." Omer Rav, Ein monim chamim v'shemim yagabi maka b'Shabbos. You don't restrain at all. V'shmul Omer, no tein chutz le maka. You put it outside the maka, away from it. Vishoti v'yored l'maka, and let it drip into the maka. Meaning, don't do it directly. Don't let people see it. You do it indirectly. Now let's see Rashi. No, we would think that the whole problem, why is Shmuel over here? It's a gezerah that people might come and now they might themselves say, oh, refuah is mutar on Shabbos. I'll come and make my own refuah, homeopathic drugs, and you'd come and crush up your own stuff on Shabbos itself. The reason why Shmuel says you put it outside and let it drip in, it's not clear that you're doing it for refuah. Rav over here says you can do it directly, it's not a problem. Shmuel says it looks like it's refuah, therefore you have to do it in a way that it's not muchak that you're doing it for refuah. Meisvei, ein notnim shemen v'chamim al gabi moch, v'itein al gabi maka. No one argues, here's a brisa. Rav says that it's mutter to put the hot water or the oil on Shabbos. And yet the brisa comes and says you're not allowed to put water, oil, or water on the moch, l'itein al gabi maka. You're not allowed to put on the bandage to put on the maka b'Shabbos. Or kasha on Rav. And we answer, hata mishum schita. There's a different problem going on. It's not the iser of refuah going over here. We're afraid that if you put oil or hot water on the bandage, on a dry bandage, you might come to squeeze it. Tashma, ein notnim chamim v'shemen al gabi moksha al gabi maka. You can't put it, if you have a bandage on the wound, you're still not allowed to put the hot water on the bandage. And what, over here, you're afraid you're going to take it off and squeeze it? We obviously took care of the problem of squeezing, and yet it's usher. It's usher because we're four, like Shmuel said, b'Shabbos. No, you might even over there come to squeeze the bandage. Tanya kavadit to Shmuel. Lemaisa, we have a brisa like Shmuel. Ein notnim chamim v'shemen al gabi maka b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to put the hot water or the shemen directly on a wound on Shabbos. Aval notnim chutz l'maka, but you're allowed to put it near the maka. V'shotet v'yored l'maka, and it comes down, and it will go into the maka. That's how we bring it down. Of course, again, if there's an infection going on or some kind of sakana, and a sakana even to a limb is considered sakana nefashos, you treat it, you put the medicine on. But if it's a superficial wound and you just want to clean it, lamaisa, soap and water. This would be the case over here. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know. Ellie, it was a simple wound over here. You wash it out with warm water on Shabbos, even a simple wound. Not like Shmuel, like Rav.
Like Rav.
So we just soap, clean the wound over here, you have some hot water, soap and water, you can clean the wound on Shabbos. Like Rav, Rashi. Mok Yavich, or Sofik Yavich, the Lav Lua Fuhi. Nope, that's the next case. Tana Rabbanim. Noni Magabi Amakim Mok Yavish, the Sofog Yavish. These are two different types of bandages. If they're completely dry, you're allowed to put it on Shabbos. Rashi. Mok Yavish is Fog Mat Yavish. The Lav Lua Fuhi. This is not for a fuhi. It's for shmira. It's to protect the wound, not to heal the wound. You don't want your clothing or other things scratching it where it could actually get infected. So you'll have to take a dry bandage, forget about all the problems, but it's like a whatever you're allowed to put a dry bandage on it. Avalo gemi yavish. A gemi yavish, whatever gemi is, Rav also had problems. Whatever the skemi is, that's actually refuah. V'lo ketitim yevashim. These are also, ketitim yevashim is also a refuah. Oh, it's a kasha. Kasha ketitim ha-ketitim. Over here we say ketitim yevashim is asar. In the beginning we said you'll have to take a moch. A moch and a ketitim is the same thing. We said, is mortar, you'll have to put a dry one on. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha bechadate, ha biatiki. One is brand new, and one is old. Rashi. Avalo katitin yevashim v'gemi yavish. You're not allowed to put these type of bandages on Shabbos. Katikot v'gadim dakot. They're thin strips. Mishum demasel. They actually heal over here. V'gizera mishum v'gaz mishum schigat samanim. Anything that's going to heal is in the gizera. Kasha katitim akatitim. Reisha shari. In the beginning we matted the moch yavish. That is katitin. The safe for us ketitin. So one case, it's chadatei. In the case where the chadashim, brand new ones, shelo hayu al gabi makam yolam, that's masu. That's good for it. It has this healing quality, a fresh new bandage. Atike lo masu. Could be today we'll even say it's worse than that. An old bandage can actually cause the infection over here. It's not masu. It's actually not. It's a harmless person. Avichadi avetiki. We see from over here, these thin bandages actually heal over here.